Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called How to Build a Side Hustle That Makes Mondays Feel Different. Now let's dive in. What if Sunday night anxiety could turn into Sunday night excitement? Most side hustles fail because they feel like second jobs, but the profitable ones solve this one psychological problem. Today, I want to share the mindset shift that separates hobby projects from life-changing income streams. Let's start with something I call the energy audit method. Here's what you're going to do this week. Track your energy levels during different activities. Notice which tasks make time fly versus which ones drain you completely. Research shows we're 40% more productive doing work that energizes us versus work that exhausts us. Your side hustle should amplify your natural strengths, not compensate for your weaknesses. Those high-energy tasks, they're pointing you toward profitable skills you naturally excel at. But here's where most people go wrong. They build first, then hope someone buys. Successful side hustlers follow what I call the validation before creation rule. They sell the idea before building the product. Try this coffee shop test. Can you get 3 people to pay a deposit after a 10-minute conversation about your idea? Pre-sales eliminate 80% of business failure risk and fund your initial development. Now here's my Monday test framework. If thinking about your side hustle doesn't make Monday morning feel different, pivot immediately. Passion only pays bills when it solves real problems for real people. You're looking for that sweet spot where work energizes you and addresses genuine market pain points. Let me share a personal story. 3 years ago, I dreaded Sundays because Monday meant returning to soul-crushing corporate work. I started freelance writing as a side hustle because writing energized me during my day job. But here's the key. I made my first sale before writing a single article. I pitched my content strategy idea to small business owners at a local networking event. One owner paid me $500 up front for a strategy I hadn't even created yet. That validation gave me the confidence to quit my job 6 months later. Now, Sunday nights mean planning exciting projects with clients who genuinely appreciate my work. Here's your action plan. This week, complete your energy audit. Identify your top energy-giving skill that others struggle with. Find 5 people who have the problem your skill solves, then pitch your solution and ask for a small commitment before building anything. If you can't get 3 people interested in 2 weeks, test a different skill problem combination. You're looking for your unique intersection of energy and market need. Your side hustle isn't just about extra income. It's about proving to yourself that work can feel different. When you solve problems using your natural strengths, Monday becomes the start of something you actually want to do. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.